I'm Lynn, the small black woman, and you're listening to Spacetime Music, a podcast exploring the roots, shoots, and branches of some of my favorite songs through samples and covers. On today's episode, As Long As I've Got You. It is a well-established fact that Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, primarily because the core members, the for real Wu-Tang, took hip-hop and music in general seriously. Back in 1993, RZA, leader of the Wu, produced their single Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me, which was featured on their debut album, Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers. Back then, I knew the piano riff and backing vocals must be a sample. And while the sound was familiar, it was more in more of a general sense. It was more like I knew it was probably a soul song from the 60s than I knew which particular song it was. The internet wasn't what it is today, in terms of the amount of information that was available online, so I wouldn't find out that it was the Charmels. Is it Charmels or Charmels? Let me know if you know. As Long As I've Got You, until much later, and didn't learn about the Dollar Dollar Bill Y'all part of the song being an interpolation of Jimmy Spicer's 1983 track, Money, Dollar Bill, Y'all, until I started doing research for this episode. So before I enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers, let's go back to 1967, Memphis, Tennessee, and the Charmels singing As Long As I've Got You. Charmels were part of a golden era in soul music, recording on legendary Memphis label Stax Records' subsidiary, Volt, and this single was written by soul icon Isaac Hayes and David Porter, but was not a hit. My first instinct is to be surprised that it wasn't a chart topper, but in all honesty, it is a little left of center, in the same way that many an Isaac Hayes tune is, and if I hadn't been introduced to it through RZA's loop of the piano riff, I may not have paid it much attention if I came upon it on my own. Another Stax/Volt act, best known for their hits, Best of My Love and I Don't Want to Lose Your Love, The Emotions, recorded a demo of the song that was released in 2004, but I couldn't find a year for the recording. Again, if anybody out there knows when they recorded the demo, let me know. You know, it's very possible that Questlove mentioned it in one of his sets, but I can't remember when it was. I want to say late 60s, early 70s. At any rate, here's the demo. And the final sample ingredient is Jimmy Spicer's Money, Dollar Bill, Y'all. it's classic early 80s hip-hop. Really, the best thing about it is the dollar bill y'all part. As Long As I've Got You is a dreamy love song full of metaphors, where if happiness were water, you'd never run dry, and if loneliness were flower, it would shrivel up and die. While Cream is as raw and literal as it gets, depicting the harsh realities of growing up in poverty in New York City at the mercy of a capitalist society.
The New York Times side, staying alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose. Only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way off fire skates. No question I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right boys on board. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick tight click and went all out. Catching keys from cross seas, rolling in MPVs every week. We made 40 G's. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
RZA and the Wu take what was once light and ethereal and transform it into a haunting and desolate record of life in the 80s and 90s in New York City that resonated with a generation. I grew up watching The Oprah Winfrey Show, and as a result, I love me a full circle moment. And with Nicole Buss's You, the circle is complete. Nicole is an Afro-Dutch soul and R&B singer, and if she were born when the Wu-Tang were taking the world by storm, she was but a wee babe, and has been singing and making music since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. You was her debut single in 2018, and is included in her studio album, Kairos.
That man is fine, many fine, yeah. So fine, that's why he's mine, yeah.
About this song is that it is not a cover of As Long As I've Got You, but uses the sample in such a way as to pay respect to the original song, the RZA-created sample that popularized the song, and the hip-hop soul genre that was birthed in the 90s. You maintains the love song heart of the original and effortlessly melds it with the Bubble Jacket and Tim's beat of Wu-Tang's Cream. Full circle moment. Glad when I see like the young up and coming artists knowing their music history, because sometimes, as is an example of those kids on YouTube who are listening to really famous songs for the first time allegedly, I feel like sometimes kids today just aren't exposed to the music of our generation and of their grandparents' generation, because they have such a they can curate their own listening So they only listen to what they want to listen to, and they're never exposed to anything that diverges from that. So I like to see the artists coming up referencing music from the past and appreciating it for what it is. Great music. Thanks for coming with me on another sample and cover journey from 1967 Memphis, Tennessee to 2018 in the Netherlands. Although I'm not sure where Nicole recorded you. If you know, let me know. Special shout out to Brooklyn and Philly's own Cheryl T. Squirrel. Thanks for listening and the moral support. I appreciate it. As always, the songs mentioned in this podcast are listed in the show notes. A link to my A Sample, A Cover playlist is also in the show notes, and there you can find almost all of the songs I talk about on this podcast. Spacetime Music is on Facebook as Spacetime Music Podcast. So check that out for more content, mini blogs, and links to good music. Do yourself a favor and Google Stax Records. Listen to some Isaac Hayes and Wu-Tang Clan. And keep an ear out for the latest from Nicole Buss. I'm sure that if she manages to survive the music industry, she'll continue producing amazing music for decades to come. This has been Spacetime Music with Lid the SBW. Bye, y'all.